We were talking to Congressman Mark Green at the top of the show this morning about how radicalized our young people have gotten when you look at the atrocities that took place in Israel on October 7th, and yet they're out in the streets in New York City praising what Hamas did. It is madness. Well, my next guest actually hails from New York City. Her name is Emily Talento. She is a grad student at Yeshiva University, a new master's program in Jewish studies. And she was one of eight Christian women and two Jewish women in their 20s that just last week went to Israel to see it for themselves. And they returned just a couple days ago. And the stories are fascinating and worth sharing. Emily Talento, thank you for joining me in Memphis this morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Ben. Good morning.
Your response when you first saw it, your reaction as someone who has studied Jewish relationships, the Christian role of Jewish politics and the state of Israel on October 7th, and then your decision to actually travel there over your Thanksgiving holiday to check it out for yourself.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, I would love to say it was a tough decision, but it wasn't. As soon as I heard about the opportunity, I jumped on it because this really is, I mean, what I'm studying, this has been what I studied even in undergrad. And so when the events of October 7th took place, I think a lot of us on the trip, and I think a lot of people who are, you know, in this space are learning about this type of thing, wanted to do something. We were pushed to action and there was nothing to do. So when this trip came about, I was like, this, I need to go. I need to see what I could do to help.
So you travel to Israel on, what was it, the day before Thanksgiving. You just got back this week. Share with us what you saw. Are the stories we're hearing, are they true? Because right now, if you were to listen to some of these Hamas sympathizers, it's all IDF propaganda.
And that's exactly what it is, IDF propaganda. It's not, I mean, what we're hearing coming about is so different than what's going on the ground. I'll share a story that I have not heard anywhere in American media, but I heard it from people on the front line. And so basically, we got the opportunity to go down to the Gaza border, and we got to meet with families, and we got to go to the Side Music Festival, and it really was probably one of the most surreal experiences of my life. Wow. Just getting to hear about these unbelievable tragedies that are happening, that happened all about this area, and you could still see family members of these people that lost their lives that day looking for remains of their loved ones, and it was just heartbreaking. But we got to go into one of the kibbutz that actually were able to fight off the terrorists, and a miracle case of events. And what the man told us there is something that I had not heard anywhere. He told us that these men that came in, these terrorists, in many cases were not strangers. A lot of them, most of them, had work passes that they were allowed to come into Israel, and they would do construction, and they'd work on these houses near the border. And so when they were being, these Israelis were being attacked, they weren't being attacked by their enemies. They were being attacked by their neighbors, and in many cases, their friends. This idea that they knew the layouts of the houses, they knew how many people lived in each house, and where, how many kids, dogs or cats, they were aware because they've been getting intel because of this relationship that they've been having for the last 2 years. And so that was why it was able to be such an effective attack. But yeah, that betrayal is something that I have not heard anywhere. And it's a very different narrative than hearing that they were enemies. It's like, no, these were their friends.
I was watching, because you posted a lot of this on your social media pages, and the trip, Emily, along with another group of eight Christian women and two Jewish women, all in their 20s, it was pretty impressive. They traveled with Israel 365. You detailed how after, not even minutes, hours after this attack on October 7th, you have Palestinian people, the innocent people that were being told we have to care about. They were in the streets celebrating and looting Israel businesses. Did you see that when you were on the ground?
We didn't see that. We did hear about some cases where after the initial events took place, before the IDF was able to get onto the scene, there were over 6,000 people that came over from Gaza into Israel, into these border towns to loot and take things. And like when they're doing that, they're stepping over bodies. It's not like it's been cleaned up yet. They're like stepping to, like, it's not to say that, you know, there's not innocent Palestinians. I'm sure there are, but it does kind of make the narrative a little bit messier when you start to hear that, okay, yeah, they weren't involved in the attack, but they were perfectly fine stepping in blood to take the TV or whatever.
Wow. What was your takeaway as someone who is studying Jewish studies and Hebrew thought at your in your grad program as a Christian who has been invested in relationships in the Middle East, your takeaway from your experience?
Well, that actually was probably the highlight of the whole trip. I think we had this unbelievable opportunity to get to travel with some Jewish girls, some Christian girls, and in many ways, we're very similar. We're all in the same age range, and I don't know necessarily if people expected that. I think having the background, I kind of knew we would be more similar than different, but it was so special to get to foster those relationships and to get to then build relationships also with people. Over there, I'll explain about one woman we got to meet. Her name's Marilyn. She's a legend, like a literal rock star, and she is now my hero in so many ways. But what was so cool is when she came to speak to us, she had shared with us that she, you know, didn't necessarily know what to think when she was asked to speak to a group of Christian girls, because what she grew up hearing, she's older, her parents were in the Holocaust. She was told that the Christians were the ones who caused or who had done the Holocaust. And so, I mean, later in life, she heard that, you know, there were some Christians that saved people, the Jews in that time, but at the end of the day, like, that wasn't her experience, so she really didn't know what to think about Christians. And that this trip changed her entire perspective of what Christians are, and that is what it's about at the end of the day. I mean, Jews and Christians, Israel 365, like, say, are, like, are the Bible people. We have so much in common there, right? And so we might as well be able to stand together and stick together on the things that we do, because most other religions, most other people groups are very different. And so we can band together on the things that we do have in common.
How are the people doing there? I'm sure this is a time that tests anyone's faith. I can't even fathom. Truly, I have heard reports, and I wanted to know if it's accurate, that people are turning back to their faith in Israel.
Yeah, that is true. So what's so crazy is this is such a horrible trying time for so many in Israel. Nobody is unaffected. Everybody knows at least one person that has passed away or that's a hostage or that is serving on the front line. And so it's really unbelievable in cases like this how often people will turn back to God in trying times. It's something that's across, I mean, Israel, I don't know how much really you know about the state of Israel the last few years in terms of just like the disunity and the lack of shared vision for the future of Israel. And so this event, although it's horrible, allowed people to kind of band together. People that would have been arguing literally 2 months ago are now fighting alongside each other with mutual trust and shared goal. And so that's really beautiful.
Before I let you go, want to get your reaction to some current events in your city of New York, the Big Apple, last night. Emily, did you go down to the big Christmas tree lighting?
I did not.
Okay, that's good.
I did see it, though. I was in I'm like not in complete disbelief because this is now a pattern of events. We're seeing this continually, you know, Thanksgiving in general. But it's so crazy that this is the world that we're living in, that you can be defending these atrocities that are going on and somehow making up other atrocities to say that Israel is committing. I've never seen another military. There's no military on earth that is as humane and as just as the IDF. And I will go on record to say that. And it's so crazy to see how these people are choosing to still, you know, protest God knows what.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Right. And last thought, because I want to tie it into the last story and last caller. And this is unrelated, but related. I have seen photos on the ground of regular civilians walking around. We understand now why a strong Second Amendment is so important. Mm-hmm. And with you coming back, seeing the civilian population having to defend themselves. And of course, in Israel, all of these young people have enlisted are fighting back against these terrorists. Your perspective on the Second Amendment, which is the left's favorite target here, post what you saw in Israel, the value of it.
Can I just tell you, I was listening before, and I'm not from Memphis, so I didn't hear that story about people just walking around with guns, but that's everywhere in Israel right now. Like, literally, like, we went to, like, just, like, areas where there's food, so like restaurants and things like that. And the amount of people that are just walking around with rifles. They're not dressed appropriate. Like, they're not in like military garb. They're just civilians that are walking around. And it's one of those things, it doesn't scare you, even though there's something in the back of your head that, like, after I realized, like, I don't really know that they're not a terrorist, but, like, you know, because they're not, like, it's one of those things that, like, they're at a wartime. Nobody wants to be without protection. And so it was one of the things that was so surreal while I was there. And then while you were talking to that last caller, I was like, wow, that is so opposite. Everyone is very supportive of that there.
Wow. Well, we're not, because we live in a leftist city run by radicals. And though we are not in Gaza, sometimes when I look at the crime, it feels like it. Emily Talento, everyone, grad student at Yeshiva University.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Say about if you want to donate, there are families that are in grave need. And so Ben will post the link somewhere to donate to these families that in many ways these kids lost their childhood on October 7th. So I'd love for you to be able to help that.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yes, I will post the link on my social media pages. Thank you for sharing your experience in the Middle East. We're better for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. On the other side of the break, we're going to jump into new efforts to save our city from our city. What is interesting is how controversial additional THP troopers are. Have you guys seen them out there? And if you are on the interstate and you see one of these, please somehow don't pull over because you will die because people are still speeding. But if you see one of them at a gas station filling up their motorcycle, if you see them behind you at the Starbucks, buy them a Frappuccino, for goodness sakes, because the stories that are coming out of these violators of the law on the interstates, how fast they are speeding. And of course, we all knew this, but now new information coming from the THP shows how bad these criminals are on the interstates. And is it any wonder that the fatality rate is so high on our roadways? And yet people are upset because these THP troopers are going after the wrong people. What? We'll have that story on the other side.